Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 19th, 2024, through Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Monday, August 19th, 2024. Federal jury convicts Florida woman on four counts of wire fraud for operating illegal debt collection businesses. Angela Burdorf was convicted of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. According to Assistant U.S. Attorneys Franz M. Wright and Aaron J. Mango, who handled the prosecution of the case, between March 2016 and May 2017, Burdorf conspired with others to operate various illegitimate debt collection businesses in Western New York from Kenmore, Buffalo, Lackawanna, to the town of Niagara. The businesses employed fraudulent means to collect on debts, to recollect on debts already collected, to overcollect on debts actually owed, and to process and transfer payments related to the collection of such debts. Burdorf's businesses and the businesses she associated with used false and threatening statements during collection telephone calls in an effort to induce the payments of debts, including referencing criminal statutes and threatening to file criminal complaints and/or arrest warrants. Debtors were routinely routed to employees who posed as attorneys during the calls in order to intimidate debtors and collect payment. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. Rossi sentenced to 5 years in prison in order to pay more than $3 million for scheme to defraud former employer. Aaron J. Rossi was sentenced on July 2, 2024, to 5 years in prison in order to pay more than $3 million in restitution and fees for his scheme to defraud his former employer and filing false tax returns. A federal grand jury returned an indictment in March 2022, charging Rossi with three counts of filing false tax returns, a superseding indictment adding six counts of mail fraud for a fraud committed against his employer, was returned in July 2022. Rossi entered into a plea agreement in February 2024, in which he pleaded guilty to one count of filing a false tax return and one count of mail fraud. The remaining seven counts were dismissed. In imposing sentence, Judge Darrow noted that Rossi's theft served no purpose other than his own greed and desire. She stated that he was already legally receiving a handsome salary from his former employer, but stole from them to further his lifestyle. She explained that he did not use the money for necessities, or even things that were nice to have, but rather for items that were luxuries. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. Former vice president of Miami Aerospace Company, an accomplice, sentenced to prison for involvement in fraud conspiracy. Mario René de la Torre, the former vice president of a Miami aerospace company and his co-conspirator, were sentenced to federal prison in order to pay over $2 million in restitution for their respective involvement in a mail, wire, and honest services fraud conspiracy. According to court filings, from August 2008 and continuing through October 2018, Mario René de la Torre used his position as Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Miami-based Summit Aerospace Inc., Summit, to fraudulently embezzle over $2.1 million of Summit's funds, which he split with his co-defendant, Joe Louis McCombs of Perry, Georgia. Moreover, de la Torre evaded the payment of income tax on his ill-gotten gains by laundering the fraud proceeds and filing false and fraudulent income tax returns. To perpetuate the fraud scheme, de la Torre enlisted McCombs to pose as a sales consultant who supposedly obtained aircraft part repair work for Summit from Al Ra Group for Technical Services, RGTS, in Saudi Arabia. De la Torre created fake invoices purportedly issued by McCombs's fictitious consulting company, J. Khan Solutions, J. Khan, for commissions McCombs purportedly earned for selling Summit services to RGTS. In fact, McCombs did not obtain the repair work that Summit performed for RGTS and was not entitled to any compensation from Summit. De La Torre submitted the fake J-Con invoices to Summit's accounts payable department, which would then issue the checks payable to J-Con. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, August 22, 2024. Former Alaska City Treasurer sentenced for wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. Jess Adams, former treasurer for the City of Houston, was sentenced to 30 months in prison for embezzling more than $1 million from the City of Houston, Alaska, and from a Wasilla-based equipment company, and then evading taxes on the embezzlement profits. According to court documents and statements made in court, from 2015 through 2018, Jess Adams was entrusted with bookkeeping responsibilities and had administrative access to the city's accounting records and software. Adams used this access to direct electronic payments from the city's bank account to a personal account in his name, which he maintained to hide the embezzled funds. Adams created fictitious entries in the city's accounting records to disguise these payments as legitimate business expenses. In October 2018, the City of Houston placed Adams on administrative leave, and he resigned his position in November 2018. A year later, Adams was employed as a bookkeeper by an equipment company, where he exercised control over the company's accounting records and software. Using this access, Adams directed electronic transfers from the company's bank account to other personal accounts that Adams opened in his name to hide the embezzled money. To conceal his activity, Adams used fictitious entries in the company's accounting software to make it appear as though these funds were transferred for the payment of legitimate business expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Nigerian man pleads guilty to real estate phishing spoofing scheme. Kolad Akin Ojilad, a Nigerian man, pleaded guilty to conning prospective homeowners and others out of down payments using a man-in-the-middle email phishing and spoofing attack. Ojilad was extradited from the UK to the United States in April 2024 and pleaded guilty to wire fraud affecting a financial institution and aggravated identity theft. According to court documents, Mr. Ojilad sent phishing emails to real estate businesses, gained unauthorized access to many of their accounts, and monitored their email traffic to determine when large transactions were about to take place. He then intercepted wire payment instructions, changed the information, and resent the emails via spoofed email addresses that mimicked the original sender's addresses. Unbeknownst to the victims, including prospective homeowners wiring money to real estate companies and real estate companies wire money to title companies, the modified writing instructions directed them to accounts controlled by Mr. Ojilad and his co-conspirators. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.